Greetings and welcome to Flanagan's Ecologic. I am your host, Ted Flanagan, and today I'm joined by Brian Jackson. He is the Director of Sales for Energy Aid, a company that's in the business of home solar repair services. Delighted to have Brian on the show today. Hey, Brian, how you doing today?
Hey, Ted, I'm doing well. Really appreciate you having me on today.
Oh, I appreciate your time very much. And where are you sitting as we speak?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sitting right in our warehouse. I'm just joking. I'm in our corporate headquarters based out of Santa Ana. So bright, sunny Southern California.
Very, very good. And I've already introduced you as the Director of Sales for Energy Aid. And tell me, what's the elevator pitch? What does Energy Aid do? If you had 10 seconds, that elevator pitch, what do you say?
Sure. We fix broken solar. We inspect, clean, repair existing solar systems in the market. We found with now, I think, 1.8 million rooftop installations in California. It's a massively underserved market. Systems do need repair. They do need maintenance over time. And as the industry has matured, especially in California, there's a growing need for reliable service providers in the market.
Yeah, I must say I am a solar system owner. I've had a couple systems now, and finding somebody to work on them is really, really tough. Now, your company does no installations. This is your business model. You know, stay away from the competitive scrum of installations.
You know, we do installations through our trusted network of partners. Internally, as a company, we have, I think, 28 technicians now throughout California. We focus exclusively on working on existing systems. We do have customers, however, with systems that need more solar capacity. They want to add on batteries, EV chargers. So we do assist with installs in that capacity. But our bread and butter is really focusing on maximizing the production that you have from your existing system.
And most people probably don't have a clue of what their production is.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? You first get the system installed and it's this great solar edge or in-phase system. And you have a handy dandy app that you probably check every day for the first 30 days and right. It goes off to the wayside.
Well, I think my handy dandy app, you know, operated for 5 years. I think that was the contract that was part of the purchase of my solar system was I got 5 years of monitoring and I haven't renewed it. And so I'm sort of in the dark but I'm a wonk. So I wander over and look at my inverter every now and then, but most people don't. So what you mentioned, your trusted partners, is there another network of businesses that you're serving that you mentioned that you would do install for?
Really good question. So right now our business is about 50-50, about half of our business is B2B. So we do a lot of work for the major asset managers in the industry, companies that have an existing fleet of solar systems out there in the market. They'll contract us and use our technicians to service their systems.
But those are residential systems or?
Residential systems, yes. Leased or PPAs in the market. Yeah. Where there is warranty work that's covered. We do a lot of warranty work for manufacturers as well too. About half of our business is direct to consumer on the B2C. And so clients that purchase their system, their original installer is either one no longer in business or frankly just unreachable or unwilling to service their system.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let's talk a little bit more about this, the volume of homes that you're dealing with, the rooftops that you're dealing with.
There's, sure.
Because I think you mentioned 1.8 million California rooftops or homes now have solar. And are there, I always throw this number out and I'm probably wrong. I always think that there's about 13 million resident homes in California. Is that am I in the ballpark there? Are we just sort of-
You are. I believe it's about 14 now. Okay. So yeah, we are still just at the beginning. I mean, California has definitely led the solar revolution. We have the highest rate of installs. We have the largest solar capacity in the nation. But we're still at a total of, about a 10 to 15% penetration in the market. You right. do see some areas like, you know, the Central Valley, San Diego, SDG&E has some of the highest rates in the nation where saturation is as high as 30% of rooftops have solar, but we're still in the early stages.
Right. And so this need that that EnergyAid is providing, you've got a lot, I guess of those 1.8 million homes, enough of those, I don't know what it is, several hundred thousand of them were installed probably 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago and are in need. Is that about right? So obviously the earlier ones, the older ones are more in need of your services, but that's just going to get more and more as you go along, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We run into a lot of issues, and you're right. A lot of these systems that were installed, 10, 15 years ago, they're running into inverter failure. The inverters are out of warranty. They need to be replaced. We do run into issues as well with newer systems for a variety of factors. Unfortunately, there's a lot happening in the industry, and a lot of installers have closed their doors.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what is, I see a broad range of things. I mean, I would think that everybody would want diagnostics, but probably people are not.
Sure.
I mean, they probably aren't familiar, or they're not even thinking about that. Cleaning of systems seems really important. And you guys offer just a flat fee for cleaning. You still offer that?
Yeah, absolutely. We offer a flat fee of $249 for a system cleaning.
And so how do you think that equates? I was trying to do some of the math on my own system here, 7.5 kilowatts. I've got, figuring maybe conservatively 1600 kilowatt hours per kW per year. I've got X number. If I value those kilowatts at, kilowatt hours at 20 cents or whatever, maybe I'm saving $2,000, sort of in a ballpark. So is it worth it to spend $250 to clean, or how does that jive with the overall production, annual production value?
Yeah, absolutely. So studies, as well as with some of our clients, we can see an increase as high as, 20 to 30%. What's more realistic is about a 10% bump in your production. But if you live in an area that has high dust, if you live in an area especially that was affected by a lot of the wildfires, there can be some pretty substantial effects to having soiled panels. And a real common misconception, Ted, is that the rain cleans your solar panels for you. I mean, think about your car. If you haven't had it washed in a month and it rains, your windshield's still pretty dirty. It tends to just move the dirt around a little bit. So we get in there, we do a real good job, and we take before and after readings of the inverters. So you can see a real difference in your production.
I'm glad you brought up the windshield on the car, because whenever people ask me about cleaning, I say, well, just imagine, your windshield. If you never cleaned your windshield, you lose a lot of visibility. And similarly, sure, a panel loses a lot of capability. Now, pollen has been in the trade press. I don't know if you've seen these articles, but I saw two or three articles about pollen in the past few weeks. Really cutting down on production, and then also being really difficult to remove from the panels. Are you familiar with pollen issues?
It can be very difficult to remove from the panels, and we need to be careful when we're up there as well, because using things like harsh chemicals and high pressure can be detrimental either to the environment or to your system or the warranties. But pollen, you're right. I haven't read those recent articles, but it is a big issue, and frankly, it can take a lot of elbow grease to get that off the glass.
Yeah. Is that how you, is that what it really is? Is just somebody up there with a fairly mild or brush of some kind?
Yeah, we use a long extendable brush, and obviously safety restraints and harnesses. And it's a soft bristle brush with a water fed hose, and it does a real good job of scrubbing all that pollen, dust, and buildup.
I guess this is sort of an aside, but I guess some people really get their money's worth when they hire you for that flat rate service. They've got a really hairy, steep pitched roof. They've got pollen all over the place, or a wildfire was recently around there. And then other people like, sure, you'd make a great profit serving my rooftop, which is over my garage. So it's very flat and easily accessible.
But sure.
Back to the whole households. When you've got now, I think I read on the website like 6 locations around the state. You really covered California, headquartered in Santa Ana, but 6 locations. So you guys can get anywhere. What is the most common thing that you're serving houses with?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So before, due to the nature of the industry and different parts and equipment, we always come out and do an inspection first before we quote work. We do a multi-point top to bottom inspection, visual and electrical inspection of the inverter, any monitoring on site if applicable, the panels, the racking, the conduit, and put together a diagnostic report of any repairs that are necessary. Some of the most common services and issues that we run into are, like we discussed earlier, inverter failure. Systems that are more than 10 years old, the average lifespan is about 10, 12, 15 years on those inverters. Most manufacturers carry a 10-year warranty. So a lot of systems are dealing with issues where they need to upgrade their inverter. Fortunately, for some of the newer customers that are having issues, it's covered under manufacturer warranty. So we process a lot of RMAs on customers' behalf, get that replacement product sent out from the manufacturer, and then install it and make sure their system's working. Right. Separate from that, just general communication issues. A lot of people don't understand that your system oftentimes needs a stable internet connection. One of the big things that happened, all systems before 2016 and 2017 had 3G cell kits installed in their inverters. So if the inverter was installed with a cellular communication device, a lot of the networks have switched over with a change to 5G, and they've switched away from the 3G networks. So we've made a lot of headway, but most systems before 2016, 2017 that were installed, they have a cellular communication device. It's not currently communicating.
How do you fix that then?
It's a new component. It's a new component. It's a relatively simple installation. The parts can be fairly costly, but it helps restore communication and make sure that your system's operating on the latest firmware and gets any updates that the manufacturers are pushing over the air for the equipment.
So the installation, the component is goes right inside of an inverter. I have a Delta inverter right over here. So you maybe take the cover off or whatever and pop this new component in. And that way my monitoring system could be activated again using the 5G network.
Correct. Yes.
Wow. That's something else. Now, let me clarify, because did you say when you do an assessment, is that people are paying you at that point, right? I mean, they've called you up. They've got a problem, or they suspect they have a problem at the very least. And then they engage your services, right, for that assessment?
Correct. Yeah. We charge a standard $299 service call. Okay. That includes our technician's time on site and a detailed diagnostic report. In the event there's something really simple that we find on site, like a tripped breaker, we obviously correct that. Any repairs we find that need to be made, we put together a detailed report, a quote for the repairs, and then that inspection fee would go towards the cost of repairs for the system.
And you'll do the repair. You'll buy that component for that inverter, or you'll buy a new inverter on behalf of the client, charge them for that, install it, to just really take care of the situation.
Correct. Yeah. Well, white glove treatment. We take care of the clients every step of the way.
Are you, do you have any case studies that you're just, you know, sort of anecdotes of stories of this guy had this and that, and we came in and did this? And
yeah. Unfortunately there's a lot of, I would call it either misinformation or lack of education in the industry. Solar has been a top 5 fastest growing industry for years in the nation. And along with that comes fast growth, little education to consumers. So we deal all the time with clients that the initial rep that sold them the system told them that there are no repairs or maintenance needed. Your system's going to offset 100% of your usage. You have, you know, a $0 electric bill for the rest of your life. And you know, 5 years down the line, they're getting a true-up bill from their utility company for, you know, $1,000, $2,000 per year. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the system just wasn't sized correctly for their capacity. sometimes there are major issues with the installation or the components that need to be corrected.
Boy, that sounds like a tough job you have. People are facing the reality, yeah. the stiff reality, the tough reality that it just is not performing what that rather junior salesperson said it was going to do. So that sounds like a lot of time, a lot of communications effort on your behalf.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a dedicated team that reaches out to all of our clients after we do an inspection, reviews the findings of the report, and walks them through any next steps that are needed to restore their system.
Yeah. And are you then, do many people want to install more capacity, have you found, once they realize how short they are?
Yeah, just depending on the situation, absolutely. A lot of systems either one, need more capacity, or two, with the changes that are happening, especially in California, need to add storage. A lot of your savings by going solar translate to the time that you're using energy.
Right. And so, let's just jump to batteries and then we can come back. Because I saw on your website that you're servicing batteries. And what is that? How do you service a battery?
That's a really good question. Batteries can be very complex.
I bet.
A lot of training for our technicians with the manufacturers that we've had to undergo. Batteries require, most importantly, communication with the inverter for them to function correctly. So a large part of the service that we do is, we talked about cell kits earlier, making sure that communications with the inverter are in place.
Yeah.
The batteries themselves, sometimes they have issues that are able to be corrected by troubleshooting on site. Sometimes we need to process an RMA. Other things we run into are the critical loads that are backed up with a battery. Batteries are relatively new in the market, and a lot of installers, this talks again with education, didn't back up the critical loads that customers were expecting. A common misconception is that you can ensure your whole home is backed up, right? The reality, if with one battery of 10 kilowatt hours of capacity, you can pick probably 3 to 4 critical loads that you can have backed up in the event of an outage. There are multiple settings to your battery, whether you want to utilize it for rate arbitrage, which means you're controlling when you're buying energy from the utility company, when you're distributing energy back to the grid, you're benefiting from peak rates in the evening time. Or if you want to have a reserve to make sure that your home stays connected when there is a grid outage event.
So you'll come in and you'll reprogram somebody's battery. Let's say they change their mind. They want more resilience. They're concerned about wildfires, and they were sort of maximizing their batteries for arbitrage, buying, charging at low cost rates and discharging at high cost rates. Is that right? You'll reprogram.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that's done by the manufacturer. The benefit of really working with EnergyAid is we help walk customers through the process.
Yeah, it sounds,
a lot of customers, frankly, just don't know how their batteries operate.
Right. I think you've touched on it now, I think twice. And I've, we're consultants in the solar space, mostly commercial, but I'm always shocked in the residential that it seems like a very, very junior sales force is out there. And I don't mean young in age, just young in experience. And of course, they want it. They're enthusiastic, generally, whether they're selling solar or storage, or I guess now EV chargers or whatever. And so they're sort of lean on information and very, very enthusiastic. And and here you are coming back, years later, and having to explain and temper those expectations.
Absolutely. And Ted, when you think about solar as an industry, it really is in its infancy. Solar has been around for more than 20 years. As a whole, that's still the very early stages for an industry. So there's a lot of education that needs to take place and will continue. The other thing to factor in as well, in California, homes change ownership every 7 years.
Yep.
So yep. A large portion of our customer base are people that have purchased homes and now they're inheriting an older system.
Yeah.
So yeah. A big push for us in terms of education right now is working with realtors, working with real estate agents, and pushing to have inspections on the system at point of sale. Most right. home inspection companies won't touch the system.
Right. Yeah. They don't have any knowledge. So yeah, good point for somebody buying a home. If the realtors haven't taken care of it, if you're buying a home and it's got a solar, an existing solar system and you have no clue about its value, call Energy Aid, right? Mm-hmm. Or somebody to come over and fully diagnose it. You know, you mentioned the infancy of the industry. I'm with you on that. So we've got sort of clunky equipment. Sure. This is, I always think of this as like the 8-tracker. this is the cassette, you know, equivalent.
Yeah.
You know, what solar may be in the future. And then in terms of the whole sales cycle and the ownership structures of everybody own, you know, why do people never before own their means of power generation? So now we're all owning our systems. What do you think it might look like in the future? Do you have any sense of that? I mean, I always think of sputter coating all the rooftops with amorphous silicon and.
Sure. It's really hard to even comprehend just thinking back to how much it has changed in the last 10 years. Batteries have been the big evolution for a long time when, you know, when I got into the industry 10 years ago, frankly, that the technology wasn't there yet for storage. There have been, you know, massive progress on that front in the industry. Really, I predict much more of a microgrid scenario. Our grid just can't sustain the growth. We're encouraging more adoption. You know, electric vehicles, sold will be electric vehicles after 2030. We're encouraging the installation of heat pumps. The demand curve just doesn't match up with solar production currently. You know, the demand still is in the peak time from 4 to 9 p.m. on the residential sector. So it's really important that we start to integrate more storage systems so we can, you know, effectively manage the distribution and have a more stable grid.
Right. It almost behooves all of us, I think, as we install solar. I mean, I think you would say in most service territories, the economics of installing a battery at the same time makes sense. I mean, it makes economic sense to do so. But just in terms of like, you know, our sort of big picture, looking forward, what's it going to look like? It's almost like all of us you know, just have almost a moral requirement that in addition to generating our own share of power, the power we use, that we have enough storage to be able to be, you know, part of the sort of the lungs of the system or the flexibility in the system. Pretty cool stuff. You know, I wanted to ask you about performance guarantees, and maybe this is sort of querying back into the Energy Aid business model, because I think, as you know, for commercial systems, we often have performance guarantees that are provided by the owner through a third party financing. Sure. And I'm going to give you 95% or 100% of what I promised, and otherwise I'll make you up for it. You know, so those systems, the owner of the system, the provider, the guarantee is cleaning them and maintaining them. They have a vested interest to do that, to make sure that they hit their targets. But is there anything equivalent like that in the residential sector where Energy Aid would say, you know, you pay me $500 a year and I'll guarantee that you'll have, you'll meet your production?
Yeah, really good question, Ted. And just by the way, for any viewers, there are options where you can opt for a performance guarantee, very similar to what you're referring to through, you know, a power purchase agreement. And that is a large portion of our customer base through our B2B partners servicing those existing systems that do have performance guarantees from the manufacturer, from the finance company, from the asset manager, coming out to troubleshoot the system, make sure that those production guarantees are met. In terms of our customer base, clients who own their system, they're reaching out to Energy Aid. We don't have anything like that in place yet. But it is something that has been in high request from our clients and is on probably the near horizon, offering some sort of a monthly or an annual subscription that will include a annual inspection, a panel cleaning, discount off service, and, you know, obviously some sort of a performance guarantee and monitoring as well. So that is something that's on the horizon, and it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's that's awesome. Because you know, I would sign up. I think probably be the first one to sign up, just to know that, you know, somebody's taking care of it every year, like you said, an inspection, you know, figuring out what needs to be done, and guaranteeing that output. And you know, these systems. Sure. I mean, I've had solar on several houses, and it's frustrating how little you generate. I mean, like yesterday, my solar system really generated. Here we are, the dead of winter, but I'm only generating 22 kilowatt hours, like in the dead of winter, from this system. I guess maybe even less, 17, 18 kilowatt hours, mm-hmm. Back a few weeks ago. So, you know, they're sort of precious kilowatt hours, and
sure,
most people don't know when their inverter is tripped for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. They're not attuned to it. Or actually, I have a broken panel on my roof. I had no idea. I had somebody over here taking a look at it and say, "Hey, you got a broken panel." Mm-hmm. And then that's another thing that it's tough to get, replacement panels now because they're all the different sizes and everything. So, but to have your help with that, I think would be really, really valuable. Let me ask you just a couple questions. Sure. How did you get into this anyway? Where did you grow up? Are you a California boy?
Yeah, I'm California, born and raised. Family was originally from Mission Viejo. So I've seen the industry grow from, you know, the time I started growing up here. And yeah. I got into the industry initially on the sales end in 2013. And I dealt firsthand with a lot of the frustration from consumers, you know, being on the front end, sitting at the kitchen table, talking and hearing some of the stories that representatives and other companies were telling. And, you know, the company I worked for at the time, we were a great company. You know, we had a 48 to 72 hour turnaround on service. We really did it right. Because of a few factors, that company, unfortunately, is no longer in business. And this happens much more than you would think. You know, 50% of installers that put systems up more than 5 years ago are no longer licensed or no longer in business. So it's just a reality. And we've seen a growing need for it in the market. We started EnergyAid to service those customers. If you call around to 10 solar installers, 7 of them will probably tell you that they don't service. The few that do, they're not willing to touch a system that they didn't install. So we predict, you know, over the next few years, as it matures, it will become a service first industry, just like most other home services, HVAC, plumbing. Yep. You know, it really will be a service first industry in the long run as it continues to mature.
Yep. And I think as long as you're quantifying those benefits, you know, hey, Ted, if we come and take care of your solar system, you're going to get 10% more production or going to guarantee you're going to get what you expected. It's, you know, you really got something.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you're doing it. And I can really see that you have that skill to sit down with somebody at the kitchen table and explain to them how this works, because people just don't, you know, you and I have been in it for a while, so it's pretty darn clear to us how solar works, but it's got its mysteries. What's next for EnergyAid? You've covered California. I had to ask the question, are you thinking, you know, all the West Coast or nationally at some point? Is that in the business plan?
Yeah, great question. That's definitely our goal. So some really exciting news. We just opened up our first Arizona location earlier this month.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Huge milestone. And a few more pins that we'll be putting on the map, hopefully coming soon.
And sticking within the residential sector, I'm gathering.
Absolutely. We really want to focus on what we're great at, and that's, you know, solar repair, cleaning, and inspections.
I could see you also, though, the same service is needed in the commercial sector as well. So I could see, and it takes, like you said, most solar companies don't want to do O&M, provide services. And if they do, it's just for systems they've installed. They don't want to touch anybody else's system. So you guys are, I credit you, you guys are gutsy getting out there and just dealing with everybody's, in some cases, shoddy installations.
Yeah, in some cases. We do about 550 services a week, so we see the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I bet you do. And how about EV? Are you into the EV charger side of this or not yet?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually just launched another B2B partner right now, and we are getting into EV chargers. That is, you asked earlier what I see the future, and EV chargers are a large component of that.
Yeah, well, and that is so welcome that you'll be moving into that space, because I'm horrified by the reports that I hear about how many chargers are not working out there. There's just, first off, we don't have enough chargers in general in society, and
Sure.
we're moving fast on that. But then to have a significant fraction of those that are out there not working is really frustrating and retards the whole process. So, well, good stuff. I've really enjoyed talking to you. And so, just people in California, if they are now in Arizona, if they have a solar system and they're not sure how it's operating, or they want to double check on its performance, or they need to get it cleaned, or they need to get it repaired. If you haven't had your system cleaned in a few years, yes, it's time. How do they get in touch with you? It's just energyaid.com.
EnergyAid.net.
Dot net. Energyaid.net. Very good. All right. Well, listen, thanks for spending the time. It's great talking
Yeah,
with you.
absolutely. Thanks for having me, Ted. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Brian. That's it. Thanks for listening to Flanagan's Ecologic. We'll see you next time.